This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A class action lawsuit filed in late March says the two biggest ski companies in the U.S. have unlawfully inflated pass prices. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Murisbach reports.
These two resorts, Aspen and Vail, tried to raise their lift tickets from $10 to $12. This caught the attention of some Colorado officials, who accused them of price fixing and feared they'd control entire towns. John LeConte reported on this for investigative news outlet The Lever. He says a Colorado senator pushed a bill to prevent companies from buying multiple resorts and give the Forest Service more regulatory power. But that didn't go anywhere.
Fast forward 8 to 10 years later, and now the pendulum has swung the other way, and there's a lot of deregulation.
A Wyoming senator resurrected the bill, but changed it to just allow companies to have larger 40-year leases and buy multiple resorts. Now, Vail Resorts and Aspen-linked Alterra Mountain Company face litigation for limiting competition. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Murisbach.
RTD's CEO will step down at the end of her contract. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
RTD CEO Deborah Johnson, who oversees the 8-county district, told staff she would not be signing a new contract. Johnson, who has served in the role since 2020, has led the organization through the pandemic, an uptick in crime on buses and trains, and a massive drop in ridership and fares. In 2024, CPR reported staff accused Johnson of creating an abusive work environment. Under her leadership, she has struggled to bring in sufficient revenue and attract riders. Now, RTD faces a $215 million budget crisis. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A child in Pueblo has died from the respiratory virus RSV. It's the first pediatric death related to RSV this season. The common virus is transmitted through coughing and sneezing. Health officials say the child was under five. This is CPR News.